Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be discussing the four ways to make any woman miss you. And I'm actually extremely excited to bring this video, to bring this content to you for a variety of reasons. Okay, the first reason is that this works if you just met a woman. This works if you're in a 10-year relationship. This works if you haven't been on a date in 5 years. This works if you're married. Okay, the really cool thing is that when a woman has strong emotional pull towards you, what you're going to notice is that she will fight tooth and nail to actually see you, genuinely take interest in you, genuinely have desire for you, and want to be part of your life. And those are beautiful things when you actually know how to manifest them. The problem today is that 99% of men don't know how to manifest it. But not only that, they don't know what sort of traits to actually use or display within themselves that they naturally can just show or put out there to make these things happen. Now, as I present to you end to end on this whiteboard, as we move from this side to this side, I want you to really think of three things the whole time. The first question I want you to ask yourself is, when in the past could have I used all of these tools Casey is teaching me? The second thing I want you to ask yourself is, how can I use these in the future? And the third is there things I can be doing right now to make my life better, so that way these things have more impact? Keep those three questions in the back of your mind throughout this entire presentation. Let's dive in. How to make the woman miss you. Number one, the biggest motivating factor for her is when she sees that you have a life of abundance, okay? And with most other dating channels, with most other self-help channels, I typically do not like the way this statement's actually presented. So I'm gonna make my best attempt to go a little deeper with it. When I say you have a life of abundance, the biggest hardest hitting point is this. Dates don't work if you can't take her into your life, if you can't take her into your world. Okay, typically when you look at how dates go with men, they have a brief one-to-one interaction, but these interactions aren't centered on anything that he does throughout his typical day-to-day life or his day-to-day routine. These interactions are also not centered on anything that this woman typically does on her day-to-day routine. Okay, what tends to happen is that now both of you are in an environment that is not necessarily accustomed to. And this goes against every single principle I believe in as a man, is because you have to actually have a strong, stable world for her to fall into. And you have to do this whether it's the first experience meeting her. You have to do this whether you've been in a relationship for a long time. What this means is dates don't work if you cannot take her into your life. One of the best things you can do is show her ways where you're competent. Okay, that's why one of the things I've done in the past is, since I always work out, one of my first dates would be obviously going to the gym together. Okay, and I'm into women who, you know, look good or take care of themselves. What does this do? Well, first off, I know how to exercise. So this is now allowing me to lead the workout. This is allowing me to give tips. This is allowing me to give help. She's now viewing me as the dominant in the interaction, okay? What this is doing is, this is something I would do day to day anyways. And this is really great because it displays strength. And when it displays strength, what she now gets to do is she gets to fill this helper role, okay? So she's included. And when she's included, let's say you're an insurance agent, okay? And you need help doing some sort of flyers, or you're having some sort of festival or something and you're trying to get leads out there. You know, you can shoot that text that says, hey, need help with setup. Really wouldn't mind if you did that for me or with me, yada, yada, yada. Bam, now she's coming into your world. This displays strength, and not only that, when she's in the helper role, she now feels included. She's like, oh wow, I'm actually included in this man's life. He must really like me. We must really have a strong emotional connection. He must really think I'm amazing and trust me that he wants to actually bring me into this world. All of these things are massive brownie points in that woman's brain. The second biggest factor why the life of abundance is so needed is because she starts to realize that she won't be included if she's not with you, which stems to this point, and that's the cost of inaction, which leads her in her brain thinking, if I don't take him up on this offer, if I'm not consistently putting forth effort to take him up on this offer, somebody else is going to fill this role for him. So the cost of inaction for that woman typically hits harder, which leads her to come into your frame to want to go on these dates. But the fact is, you have to have a life going on so she can see that. That way you get to display your leadership, you get to display your competence, you get to display what you're good at. Those are all attractive roles that's going to make her want you. The second way, this is going to be the biggest impact, is just straight up other women. Now, you don't necessarily have to be sleeping with all these women. You don't necessarily have to be attempting to have all these one-night stands or even casual partners if you wish. But let's take a look at what a woman's S3 actual currency is. If you take a look at my new webinar I just launched, the MBT webinar, you can go down after this video and actually take a look at it. I talk about her sexual currency. Okay, and a woman's sexual currency is your time as a man, your attention as a man, your validation as a man, and your energy. Those are the things that give a woman heightened sensitivity that says, he really likes me. And typically where the tables get turned is when he's putting in that level of investment and she's not doing anything to deserve it or to maintain it for that matter. And this is how a woman's brain works. Let's say you just slept with a woman. She'll go, oh, okay, he wanted to have sex. It's not necessarily as big of a deal to that woman because this is not playing into her S3 actual currency. However, if she can look at you and she goes, he spends time with her. He spends time with her frequently. He spends energy with, he spends his energy chasing her around frequently or being with her frequently, right? He's actually investing into her. She's gonna go, oh my gosh, why? What does she have that I don't? And this stems into my next point, which is fear of loss. Point number one, to make a woman miss you, cost of inaction. Point number two, fear of loss. What is she losing out on if she does not fill that spot? And other women are one of the best ways to do that because chances are if other women are now with you, there's perceived value. That means you're the type of man that A, can attract women, B, beautiful women want to be with, and C, you have no issue speaking, you have no issues pulling, you have no issues being you. These are attractive traits to women. Number three is going to be unpredictability. Okay, here's what you gotta remember about unpredictability though. Unpredictability only works if you can establish those deep connections within the first couple of interactions. Even if you go watch pickup, you go watch a great pickup artist, he may be with casual partners frequently, but the first 5 minutes of that interaction, every single time, he's so strong within his demeanor that guess what? He makes the deepest emotional connection with that woman instantly. And it's because he's not just talking to girl, he's talking to her. The person right in front of him. And the person right in front of him, he can zone out all the other noise, he can zone out all the other confusion, he can zone out everybody else, and he can get one-to-one with that person. No matter how loud the club music is, no matter how loud the surrounding is, it does not matter. This unpredictability only works when you've developed the charisma, and not only that, the confidence to genuinely be okay with speaking to other humans on a deep level too. Very key. Now what does this do? Once you've established this deep connection, now you can really bring the level of unpredictability that she needs to give some sort of emotional volatility. This is when you can mix in different types of text message, flirty text message, FaceTimes occasionally or randomly, certain voice notes, okay, where most men are snap streaking these women, you can kill the streak. Or I've even seen men who take 24 hours to reply or 48 hours to reply, and it's not even because they're trying to ghost a woman, it's solely due to the fact that A, they don't check that app or that messaging platform often, B, they have a life of abundance with other things going around. It's not important for that man to see that selfie. And that's when she starts to actually understand, this guy probably has life figured out on a deeper level than most. Number four, clear on what you want. I personally believe this is the number one reason that dates go so south, is because the man is not clear on what he wants. Let's look at it this way. If a man wants S3X from a woman, he now plays the opposite and he acts like he wants a relationship for fear of offending. However, if a man genuinely deep down wants a relationship, he's now going to think that that's weak and that's beta, and he's going to pursue for S3X just because he thinks that he has to. You wonder why so many of these women don't trust men? It's because 99% of men on these dates are manipulative. They are not upfront with their desires, which means you need to get extremely clear on what you want. You need to get extremely clear on what you want. If you want a stable relationship, you need to act as if. You need to act as if that's the point you're going towards. Because at least that way that woman can trust you. However, if you do want quick thrills, high emotional lust, and sex, you're going to have to play that role. And that's the thing, is you got to get congruent with what you want. And see, this is why men can't do that and they can't make those deep connections, is because now the whole time, it's just small talk. And this is the number one reason why the bond is not there. What do you have to do in order to fix this? Well, first off, you have to be okay with yourself. If you are the type of man that is the player vibe and the player type, you need to own it regardless of how she thinks. If you are the type of man where you know that you're more structured, you're more rigid, you need to fully be that and be okay with it. And the fact is, the true you only can shine when you're comfortable with speaking, comfortable with navigating the field this way, and you don't necessarily care about the outcome. These are the four tips I personally believe will make any woman miss you. And if you live by these rules, if you will, accordingly, not only are you going to have success in dating, but you're also finally going to feel like you're in the driver's seat and not the passenger. And me personally, I find that very appealing to any man. If you like the video, hit the like button. I'd also like you to check out two links that I have at the bottom. The first link is for you if you're a man struggling in a current committed relationship slash marriage. If that is you, I want you to go down below, watch my Relationship Blueprint Mastery end-to-end broadcast, so that way we can have the chance to work one-to-one together. Or if you're a man who struggles attracting women, you struggle speaking, right? You're struggling getting flaked on, you're getting dumped. I want you to go down below and I want you to book a call with my brother Cole, because he's going to actually screen you to see if you're a fit for the full stack 1%er application and program. And that's when you're going to get some of my best systems to get rid of all of that preconceived notions. You're going to actually build a new you and become a different type of man. We'll see you in the next one.